Okay, good evening, everybody. Tonight, Baruch Hashem, we're continuing Simchat Lamed Aleph, and we are doing Se'if Chaf Vav, just Se'if Chaf Vav, which I think could be broken down into three parts, but this is page Kuf Ayin Ches Amid Beis. It's a long Se'if, so we'll break it down into three parts. There's the basic halacha, then there's what the Ramah comments about fires nowadays, and then there's what the Ramah comments about doing tshuva for doing the Aver of Chil Shabbos B'Shogeg. So let's start with the beginning of Se'if Chaf Vav. Yachal Omar B'fnei Eino Yehudi. You're allowed to say in front of an Yehudi, call him a chabei ramafsid, that whoever decides to put out this fire is not going to lose out from doing so. Even though the Yehudi isn't here anyway, you're allowed to call him to the scene of the fire and say, whoever puts out this fire is not going to lose out. You know that if he came because you called him, and then you make a statement like that, obviously he's going to put out the fire. And it's not only about a fire, it's about any damage that could that happens very suddenly. A barrel of wine breaks, of expensive wine breaks, and the wine's going to spill all over the place, so you can call an Yehudi, even though you know for sure that he's going to fix it when he comes. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Samach Zayin. Yachal Amar Kiven She'eno Omer Lo Kabei. As long as you don't tell him to extinguish it, you're just saying whoever extinguishes it is not going to lose out. There's an in-between. There's a difference between saying, there's an obvious difference between saying extinguish it versus saying whoever extinguishes it is not going to lose out. And then there's something in between. If you were to extinguish it, you wouldn't lose out. So now you're making it personal to him, but you're not telling him to do it. So that, it's mashman in Shulchan Aruch in Yerodea that you're not allowed to do that either. Because that's also like telling him to put it out. It has to be as if you're talking to nobody in particular. Whoever wants to put out the fire. However, when it comes to a fire, even though with normal Amir al-Nachri, you're not allowed to say, if you do this or you do, but with a fire, the Shilta Gibarim is Makil that you're allowed to say that if you put it out, you won't lose. If you test, you have to look back in the Dinim of Amir al-Nachri in general. Bifnei enu Yehudi, afilu schira muskul al-Zman. This guy could even be an employee of yours. Avalasu lomer le'enu Yehudi l'chabos l'kuli alma, dikimen sha'adam ba'ol al-manu chashinu di'isharis le'yasu l'chbu Yehu ba'atzmo. The reason you're not allowed to ask an enu Yehudi to put out the fire is because we're afraid that since a person is ba'ol al-mamono, you don't want to lose your money. We're afraid that if we allow you to tell him to put out the fire, you yourself will come to put out the fire. Zulas b'kisfei HaKodesh mutal lomer The exception is if it's Kisvei HaKodesh, you're allowed to ask him to put out the fire because the risk of Bizoyin of Kisvei HaKodesh for them being burnt is very great. Just like we said, you're allowed to bring it out you're allowed to ask an Yehudi to bring out the Kisvei HaKodesh into Rosh HaSarabim, even though it's a Malacha D'Horaisa, you're allowed to ask him to do so. Mace Usvarim, V'yesh Sipuk Latzil Shneim, Mace Kodem. If there's a mace and there's svarim that could both be saved from the burning building, and there's going to be time to do both, save the mace first. Bariu Musukan, Bari Kodem. If there's a healthy person and a dangerously ill person, you save the healthy person first. I guess a greater chance of survival. Samachtas Kola Mechabe, Vihitiru Lomarze, we allow you to say Kola Mechabe, Misham Dimitokshad and Bola Mono, Ilo Sharse, Filip Loshanza, Silachbi Batsmo. Because if we don't allow you to say anything, we just make you watch it burn, you're going to come to put out the fire on your own because people are very, obviously, would be very aggravated watching all their money burn. Vechen in Shar has a Kosi. The sakin ba'atzmo, and also when it comes to other types of damage, like the barrel that's breaking, if we don't let you say anything to enlist any sort of help, we're afraid you might come to do it yourself. When it comes to anything else you need done on Shabbos, you can't say anyone who turns on the lights in my room is not going to lose out. Anyone who turns on my oven is not going to lose out. That we don't allow. So that a guy will hear and come. There is such a thing as says remiza shelo b'derech sivoy, but that's a totally different parsha, and it's not by saying the maisa that you need done. Sivkat an ayin b'hezik abal pitom. This is about any hezik that comes pitom, that comes in a sudden fashion. B'veis Yosef kasev d'orcha d'milsa nakati ha'yenodol mibod yom ha'yemasak nakodem. B'veis Yosef says we call it a hezik abal pitom because if it were something that happened already before Shabbos, you should have fixed it then. But if for some reason you couldn't, and it really started Erev Shabbos, but now it got out of control, and there's no way to fix, you know, this lashon would still be mutter. But the achronim don't quote that qualification of the Beis Yosef, that even if it happened on Erev Shabbos, but there was just no time, and sounds like they disagree with that point. We said you call an Einu Yudi, even though you know for sure he's going to come and fix it. Beis Yosef b'shem Maria Abu of Muchach Dua Din Demutu Lomelo K'shiyavo Kolam Asaken Inu Mafsin. And meaning, and with the broken barrel, it's the same rule. Once he comes, you can say whoever fixes this barrel is not going to lose out. So that's part one. Part two says the Rama, all this stuff about saving things from a burning building, where we're assuming there's no way you're allowed to put out the fire on Shabbos. But Kol Hadin Manaskar Medina Adleika Hani Mili Biyameim. That was in the olden days. Nowadays we live among non-Jews, and it's a chashash sakarnas nefashos, which means that if we don't start putting out fires in neighborhoods when they start burning through our neighborhoods, and the Goyim knew that we had a chance to put it out and we didn't, it would be sakarnas, the pogroms would start immediately. And also it's sakarnas nefashos on a practical level. Once they started building wood houses, and the way fires can spread, and the chance that everybody is going to be able to get away is not so great. So that's also sakarnas nefashos, especially nowadays where there are gas lines and things like that, and explosions and, you know, things like that, then it's almost always sakarnas nefashos. So kashva rishonim v'achronim zal shemutal l'chabos leka b'shabos m'shem diesh v'sakarnas nefashos. You could put out a fire on Shabbos because it's sakarnas nefashos. Not only can you, v'azar is areza m'shubach, and if you are quick to act to do so, it's a good thing. When we come back on a kalafi inyan, but you do have to assess the situation a little bit. If it's a tiny fire that's contained and you know that it's no sakana whatsoever, then you're not allowed to be mechabe. Aval b'chashash sakana safek mutar lechabes afilu adlaka beveso shaleinu yudi v'chei noagin. But if it's a chashash of even a safek sakana, and even if the fire is in a non-Jew's house, you're allowed to go and put it out. V'davko lechabes adlekatavim lachshin tzrich legufa v'yesh sakana im lo yechabe. That's only if it's putting out a fire which is lachshin tzrich legufa, and it would be dangerous if you don't put it out. Aval also lechal shabes kedei lahatzil mamon. But generally speaking, you're not allowed to be mechal shabes just for money. Meaning, if it's a chashash sakana, even a chashash, you know, suffix sakana, you're allowed. It's we praise you for going to be mechal shabes. But to save your money, you're not allowed to be mechal shabes. Even on the rabbanon, you're not allowed to save. You're not allowed to be mechal shabes. So let's see the mishabura sukana in beis mishum diesh sukana sufashos kashadlek miskaberes asim chotvim v'sholdim kashadam amen atzmal mamonu yavol larugoso. Meaning, he says, what's the chashash sakana sufashos? Just because we live among non-Jews, he says, when there are a lot of fires in the community, that's when the looting starts. And once there's looting, you're not going to not fight back when they come into you, they break into your jewelry store and start taking all of your jewelry. And when you do fight back, they'll kill you. So that's why it's sakanas nefashos. But chashash sakanas safek, umizei yotzehet lechabas adleka b'kol makom, kim defsharim lo yichabena, al yechsam yoshom b'yir zakin ucholosh in yochol avrach v'tova adleka olav. You have to put out the fire because you don't know everybody that lives in that city or that lives in where that fire could catch on to. There may be an old person that doesn't have the ability to move very quickly. There may be a chola that doesn't have the ability to escape. Not only is it mutter to put out the fire, you need to tell people. We need to make public announcements that you're allowed to do this. This should not be a point of hesitation for people. We said this by putting out a fire, which is a malach shein tzrich l'gufa. We explained this back in Reish Ayin Ches. Fine. Shein tzrich l'gufa. Pirush v'ikol amand yomar enu chayiv alayah. Malach shein tzrich l'gufa, there's a shita that you're not chayiv for it, meaning it's only drabanan. kedi nakat. Afilu we have a kibbo melachat shrich luguv a gam kein mutter. Kiven the kasev sheish sakadam lo yechabe. Truth is though, even if kibbo eish was a melachat shrich lugufa, you'd still be allowed to do it because it's a safik sakana. Elanakti mishum seifa lashmin and dili natzalus mamon asal chal shabbos afilu melach shein shrich lugufa. The only reason we're highlighting over here that it's a melach shein shrich lugufa is to say that even for an issur drabanan like a melach shein shrich lugufa, you're not allowed to do it if it's only for money, if it's only to save money. You're not allowed to be mechal Shabbos even on Nisar Drabanan to save money. Although there's what to talk about if you owe money to the mafia, you know, or to any non-Jews for that matter, and they can arrest you and they can get you into a lot of trouble. Maybe there's what to talk about. And that which we said, that which he goes on to say, which we haven't read yet, that if a person was mechal Shabbos, haynu b'dvar mecherim, of the kibbo ein tzarich tshuva shleimnu milchabos, meaning whatever we're about to read about doing tshuva, that's not talking about putting out a fire, because putting out a fire is something you're supposed to do nowadays. Otherwise, it's sakana. So now let's see part three. Says the Rama two lines from the bottom. V'im avar v'chilel, if a person was mechal Shabbos in order to save money, tzarich lis. So what's the tshuva? So tzarich lis anus arboim yom. Need a fast 40 days. Sheni v'chamishi, Mondays and Thursdays. V'lo yishtayayin v'lo yachal basar. And also, no wine, no meat. V'yitein b'makom chatos yud ches pshitim l'tzedakah. And instead of bringing karmel chatos, you should give 18 pshitim for tzedakah. V'im yirtza liftos atayinus yitein bad kol yom shenem so pshitim l'tzedakah. And if you don't want to fast 40 fasts, so for each fast that you miss, you got to give 12 pshitim l'tzedakah. Ayin tur yoredeil chesnidisim kuf pehei. That's the only other place I know of in Shulchan Aruch where it tells you how to do tshuva for an aveiros when one violates nida b'shogeg. So now let's see the last Mishnah Berurah over here. Ayin zayin tzarech lesanos afilu b'tchum drabanan. Even if you only violated an issur tchumen, not even a malacha drabanan. V'chein al tiltul ner dolu kedei lahatzil mamon. Or you carried around a lit candle to save money. Mitzadid gamkem save a dog m'vavish tzarech lesanos. Even for that you need to fast. Achshner lahakal b'zabatayin shlosh yam b'hab. But maybe if it's an issur drabanan that you did b'shogeg, you can get away with just fasting b'hab and not 40 fasts. V'ulai gam b'tchum sheich milasanos arbaim yom. Or it could be that even on the idea of doing 40 fasts for tchumen is only if there's not going to be a major loss in doing so. Now these 40 days don't have to be summer days. They could be winter days, you know, where it's shorter days. Whether it's d'oraisa or d'rabban umayri, k'shavar b'shogeg. But all this is if you violated b'shogeg. Or even if you did it b'mezid, but it was because you were going to lose money and you wanted to, and you were so nervous about that, that you dug a hole in order to hide the money in the hole. Aval ha'over b'shat nefesh l'malus tavas u'tzarech kapar yosef yoser. But if you stam mechal Shabbos just because you violate Shabbos, so that you need a much bigger kapara. This is not going to work. 40 fasts and nowhere near enough. Ki yuchayv skilo al kol panim kares, because for that yuchayv skilo or kares. V'lchein tzarech tshuva shlema. That needs real tshuva. Mich shechel Shabbos mishum b'kuach nefesh. But if a person is mechal Shabbos for pikuach nefesh, he's on a tzalus, he's mechal Shabbos every week, ain't tzarech lekapara klal. He needs zero kapara. Says Mishmur, very strong words. He says, women who light candles to help women who are in labor deliver and be comfortable that the doctor is able to see, and those women who have the minhag to fast after doing so, it's foolish. You don't fast after, you did a mitzvah, you didn't do an aveira. They don't need any sort of kapara. V'lo yochal basar, in addition to fasting, there's no meat or wine. Haynu b'layla sha'acharatainis. That's the night following the fast. Yud ches pshitim, hu b'cheshbon chav zayin ma'os. He goes through what the value is. V'hu le'erich hamisho zuvim. Ki kol pashru gadol v'chatzi plonish. V'chol gadol u ma'a. He goes through the cheshbon. V'tam l'shir zesh shkasu ha'paskum neshizay. Yepachol shavikvasum ha'shabi'izim ba'os ha'es. Where do they come up with this monetary value? It's the amount of money that the animal that we would use for korban chatos costs. Well, kach sarach liten shirzel litzdaka k'sher k'shaya beis hamikdash kayim ha'yichayv lavi chatos mei laminim masam lach d'oraisa. Since you would have, if you lived in the times of the beis hamikdash, you would have to buy such a korban. So now you pay for it by giving tzedakah. V'lo yechotin iskar. You shouldn't gain from doing an aveira. V'yizar shlo yomar shenosin zavur chatos. But you got to be careful when you separate this money. Don't say that this is for a chatos, because then you're being makdish it. Rak shiomar shebimakom chatos nosin zol tzedakah. That since I can't bring a chatos, instead I'm giving this this to tzedakah. V'kosva svarim shemei anachon shemur parshas chatos v'yavin ofen akravasa. In addition to that, you should also learn the parsha of chatos. Ukvarom chazal kolos k'toras chatos kiluik of chatos, because chazal tell us when you learn the Torah of a chatos, it says if you brought a chatos and shneimos or pshitim for each fast that you're not going to fast, shu chay ma'os v'zo shir apachos im efshar lo v'asher yiten yoseh. That's for a poor person, a rich person should give even more. Hakolafi asher shereitam apidyon. The reason for this pidyon is of giving money instead of a fast is sheshakol tzara mamon k'neged tzara tainis. That you should give the amount of money that will pain you as much as fasting would pain you. So you should figure out how much money the fast would pain you, and depends how wealthy you are. So to review what we learned tonight, three parts, right? First thing we said is you can even call a guy to any situation of sudden loss and say, call a mechabe eno mafsid, and maybe you can even say, im tichabe lo tafsid, but you're definitely not allowed to instruct him to be mechabe unless it's to save kisvei hakodesh. Then the second point we learned is that nowadays it's almost always a suffix sakana to have a fire raging, so you can and should put it out yourself, but you can never be mechal Shabbos just for the sake of saving money, even just to violate Nisid Rabbanan. And then the third point we learned is that someone who is mechal Shabbos, bishogeg, or bemezid under pressure, should fast 40 fasts, which can be done on short winter days, and not have meat or wine on the nights following the fast, give tzedakah in an amount corresponding to the cost of a korban, and study the Parshas HaChatos. If you don't want to fast, then you should give the amount of money that hurts as much as fasting would hurt. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, on Sunday, we'll pick up with Siv Chav Zayin and also the beginning of Simin Shin Lamed Hei. Have a wonderful evening.